Walker every day. into a shady place. With her lips she said,
proof that cool music came out of the late 1980s. The definition of cool. It is alternative rock legends, Pixies, a band that featured Kim Deal already all the way back in 1998 with the debut album Surfer Rosa. We heard the song Gigantic. Of course, the Pixies went on then in 1989 to release another fabulous sophomore follow-up. But then Kim Deal continued making her own music, both as the Breeders and now as a solo artist. Before the Pixies, though, we heard music from Cat Power. The song is called He Wore. You can find that on her album, You Are Free. And then, yes, kicking off that set, Kim Deal, 40 years in the making. No, making music for 40 years, but then taking a decade to actually make her debut solo album. The debut solo album is called Nobody Loves You More. It came out late 2024. We heard the song Disobedience. It is a great album. It varies in sound like everything that Kim Deal does. If you are a fan of Amy Ray or the Indigo Girls or Hooray for the Riff Raff, you'll find something you love. If you are a Breeders fan or like Toon Yards or Cat Power or Pixies, you're going to find something as well that you're going to love. Kim Deal, Nobody Loves You More. All right, up next. You know, it was just last week that we featured Tamara Lindemann, better known as The Weather Station, with her newest album, Humanhood. Tamara Lindemann has been very active on social media the past few weeks with the lead up to the Canadian election, and it's voices like hers that I absolutely cherish, taking the brave road to speak openly and share an opinion and be on the right side of politics, politics that embrace love and respect of all Canadians, a love and respect for the environment. So, this week has really gotten me going back into the Weather Station's catalog. As much as I'm loving the new album, I really wanted to drift back to the 2011 debut or sophomore album. Anyways, it's the Weather Station right now here on Girly So Groovy.
So small, like from a speeding car, old familiar parts. I made hardly bread, rhubarb berry fool, and I gave it all to you. I crumbled all my clothes to the floor I threw, then I turned right back to you. My rotten suffered fence, my sagging heart draw line, all of it is mine, all of it is mine. Midnight at night, and the muddy streetlights shine. See the hulking round skyline, and all of it is mine. All of it is mine. And all the while I shrunk, pulled my clothes around like my body I could drown. I dug up shattered glass and forgotten plastic trunks and coiled faded twine. All of it is mine. My buckling plaster walls, cork snicking wind, all of it is mine. And everything I knew, I seem to see right through, like cheap cotton skirts, like the man wants a few. All these things I knew. All of it is mine. I dug up all my carrots and their wild orange hue, and I gave them all to you. And all the words with which I didn't know what to do, oh, I said them all to you.
Your dream. it worry. But these problems aside, I think I taught you well. That we won't run, and we won't run, and we won't run. And in the winter night sky, ships are sailing, looking down on these bright blue city lights. And they won't wait, and they won't wait, and they won't wait. We're here to stay, we're here to stay.
A band that has been making music for over a decade now, and honestly, I think that was just their girly so groovy radio debut. Icelandic band of monsters and men, a band that meshes together chamber pop with dramatic indie rock. Going back to their 2012 debut album, My Heart is a Monster, we heard the song King and Lionheart. In the middle, Haley Hendricks. It was over 6 years ago that Oregon indie folk artist Haley Hendricks made a name for herself with her album I Need to Start a Garden. As her debut album, it introduced us to her incredible finger-picking and introspective lyrics. Well, finally, 6 years later, Haley Hendricks returned with her sophomore follow-up, Seed of a Seed. The 6 years demonstrates a slight maturity in sound, but Haley Hendricks fortunately does not mess too much with the folk formula that seems to work for her. This time around, we heard the song Foxglove from Haley Hendricks. And then we went back to 2011 to the Weather Station's sophomore album, All of It Was Mine, for the opening track, Everything I Saw. Hey, if you want to stay in touch with Girly So Groovy all week long, check us out on social media. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy, as I always tell you, ending with an I and E. And then we're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. With both those social media channels, I post the playlists in print. I provide links to the Mixcloud listening page. I provide links to the bands and musicians featured, but best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the program. Who do you think's not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? We have so much more music to get to coming up in the second hour of Girly So Groovy. But before we do that, let's wrap up this first hour. How about we go back to 2002 when Toronto Indie Rock Music Collective, Broken Social Scene, were just babies hitting the scene. Let's go back to their album, You Forgot It in People, a gorgeous song led by Metric's Emily Haynes. It is Anthems for a 17-year-old girl here on Girly So Groovy.
Used to be one of the rotten ones and he liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones and he liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones and he liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on and you're not coming back, can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones and he liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones and I liked you for that.
Hey, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to, you know this, the women who rock into you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. In the second hour, we continue this two-hour mixtape that amplifies and celebrates voices deserving to be heard with acts like Metric, Marie Davidson, ESG, Santi Gold, Tess Parks, Licky Lee, Michelle Indigo Cello, and so many other tricks and treats all planned for this last hour of the show. We are going to kick off the second hour, though, in a direction that feels a bit antithesis to what Girly So Groovy is all about. We are celebrating a non-female fronted radio artist. Let me explain, though, what I mean by that. Every now and then, I'm happy to bring in duets that I think just work beautifully. We're going to kick off the second hour with Lee Scratch Perry. Lee Scratch Perry, the eccentric figure who stands out as one of reggae's greatest producers, the pioneer of dub music, Lee Scratch Perry. He passed away in 2021. Well, just last year, a posthumous album came out called King Perry. And with that album, posthumously, he received a little help from friends and voices that just worked well with the music that he makes. So there are some great female-fronted works on that album. The one I want to share with you is a duet done with a British reggae-inspired R&B artist Green Tea Peng. So that's where we're going to kick off the second hour. We are in May. We are on the cusp of summer, and I think this next track